好，请我们来看《生命记》的第六章。
Let's refer to the book Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
第四节。生命记第六章的第四节。
Verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord of God, the Lord is one.
我们教会在推行读经的运动。
The church is promoting daily Bible reading.
就是每一天读一章圣经。
We read a chapter each day.
如果我们照着教会的进度来做，三年我们圣经会读一遍。
If we follow the schedule, then we'll complete the reading of the entire Holy Scripture 3 years later.
那到进度来说，我们今天应该是《生命记》第七章。
According to the schedule, we are supposed to read Deuteronomy chapter 7.
那昨天是生命记第六章。
Yesterday was chapter 6.
那明天是生命记第八章。
And tomorrow we read chapter 8.
那我想用这个题目来涵盖六七八章。
Therefore, I would like to use this topic to cover chapter 6, 7, and 8.
我们读一章圣经节大概不要15分钟。
We shouldn't have to spend more than 15 minutes.
我想我们都很忙，但是应该不会忙到连一天15分钟都没有。
We are very busy, yet we still be able to schedule for at least 15 minutes a day.
所以读圣经最大的困难呢，不是没有时间，而是会忘记，没有恒心。
We just easily forget about daily Bible reading and do not read. Constantly.
那如果我们一天读一章
，If we read a chapter a day,
三年圣经读一遍
，then we'll be able to complete the reading of the entire scripture.
那如果我们信主三十年，我们圣经会读十遍。
We'll complete the reading of Bibles at least ten times within three decades.
有一次有一个大学读书的一个青年的见证。
Once a college youth testified.
他说他常常听人鼓励读圣经，但是他都没有很认真的读。
He heard about the encouragement of daily Bible reading, yet he did not take it seriously.
那有一年他真的下定决心把圣经读一遍。
So one year, he made a determination to read through the Bible once.
他发现圣经读一遍以后，他很多的观念、想法都改变了。
In the end, he discovered that a lot of his minds have been changed.
真的，我们活在这个世界上，常常我们的观念、想法是从世界来的。
Wills on living on earth, a lot of thoughts are from this secular world.
从你朋友交朋友谈论那里去吸收来的。
You learn from your friends.
从这个大众传播、报章、杂志里来的。
Or the news media.
或者从书本里面来的
from the publications.
所以我们看现在的人同一个问题每个人想法都不一样
so people may have different thought or different ideas.
但是我们信仰的根基就是神的话
and the foundation of a faith is the words of God.
我们要用神的话来塑造我们的观念
so we have to mold our thoughts, our mind based on the teaching of the scripture.
以神的话为基础来建立我们的人生观
so we should build up our life based upon the teaching of the Bible.
以神的话为基础来建设我们的家庭。
So the words of God are the foundation to establish our family.
所以因为这个原因我们要认识神的话。
Therefore, we should know and understand the words of God.
那读圣经是一个最好的方法。
Bible reading is the best way.
英国曾经有一个报纸刊一个广告。
Once there was an advertisement published in Britain.
他讲如果如果你要下监牢三年
，If you are in jail for 3 years，
那你可以带三本书
，And you are allowed to bring three books。
请问诸位，你会带什么
？Which of these three books will you bring？
如果你要下监牢，最好不要了那如果你下监牢三年，你可以带三本书。请问你要带什么
This is just an assumption. If you are in jail, if you were in jail for 3 years, what will you bring?
你忽然间想讲世界上没有一本书你可以读三年的。
There's no book on this earth will last you to read for 3 years.
那很多学校读的书，这是不得已的，啃三年，赶快要毕业。 就把它扔掉卖掉了。
And a lot of times we spend money, the textbooks in the college, and after we graduated or towards the end of 1970s, we sold those textbooks.
结果这个问题有90%的人选圣经。
And so in this survey, about 90% of the readers pick the Bible.
也就是说90%的人认为圣经你可以读3年你还是想要读。
And in another words, 90% of the population felt that the Bible was worth to read for at least 3 years.
我们教会有一个传道，他传了一个有60年以上。
And with a pastor who had been in the full-time ministry for almost 6 decades.
他不晓得读破几本圣经。
And he read the Bibles a lot of times.
但是读破啊，用了好几本圣经了。
Even the book was torn apart. Yet he bought a new copy.
但是到他年老的时候，他还是读这本圣经。
Even though he was in his advanced age, he still read the Bible daily.
所以圣经很奇妙，越读越深。
It was so wonderful that the more you read the Bible and the more profound you feel it is.
所以第一次读，你可能觉得说很。好像那很生涩很枯燥。
During the first time when you browse through the Bible, it might seem very dull and boring.
因为我们就不认识。
Since we did not fully understand.
第一次读完以后，第二次读，你就会发现，跟第一次读不一样。
So when you read through the Bible second time, you can feel the difference.
除了字面的意思，你开始可以看到字面意思的里面的意思。
In addition to the literary meaning, you will be able to understand the profound teachings of the Holy Scripture.
那第三次读，你跟第二次读又不一样。
When you read the Bible the third time, you will still you will feel there's much more difference.
人生所有的问题，圣经都有答案。
All our problems in daily life can be answered by the scripture.
主耶稣出生的时候以赛亚书预言说他是奇妙的测试。
And during the prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, prophet Isaiah prophesied that Jesus Christ was the wonderful counselor.
世界上最奇妙的问题，最困难的问题，主耶稣有最奇妙的答案。
And the most difficult answers on this earth.Provided by Jesus Christ.
那这个答案就是圣经里面的话。
Which are the words of God recorded in the scripture.
所以我们要读圣经。
We ought to read the Bible.
那这个全家我们教会也一直在鼓励大家，我们要有家庭祭坛。
The church also promotes family altar.
也就是说，全家每一天能够在一起祷告，好吧？
The entire family can pray together.
就是把敬拜神从教会带回到各个家庭。
So worshiping God should also be applied at home.
那如果我们每一天全家一起祷告15分钟。
If a family can pray at least 15 minutes together.
15分钟实在是不长。
15 minutes is not long.
现在你如果稍微上网去回 email, 一下一个钟头就过去了。
If you access the internet, you spend hours. On the system.
那如果我们一天全家祷告15分钟。
So if a family can pray together for at least 15 minutes.
我们一年我们全家就在一起祷告91个小时。
So the family will get together and to pray for at least 90 hours per year.
那对我们家庭这种无形的影响是很大的。
And we can see the change in our family.
那如果我们全家在一起住20年。
So if a family, if the household members can live together for 2 decades,
那我们在一起祷告是1800个小时。
And we spend at least 1800 hours together in prayer.
所以这个力量是不可忽视的。
And this is a tremendous power.
而且借着全家一起祷告，使我们全家能够以神为中心来建设我们的家庭。
Through a prayer together, so the church, the family can be built upon. God, the teaching of God.
你会发现这个家庭会更融洽、更和睦。
You will notice this family will live together in greater harmony.
所以这不但对我们的信仰有帮助，对我们的家庭生活也有帮助。
Not only it will uplift our faith, and also it will help to improve the family life.
因此，这个读圣经跟祷告，这个是信仰的一个根基。
So Bible reading and prayer are the foundation of faith.
如果一个信徒他自己有读圣经祷告的习惯。
If a member has a habit in Bible reading and prayer,
大概这个信徒就我们他不需要太挂心了。
And we don't have to, well, we don't have to worry too much. We don't have to care too much about this believer.
因为他的心，那个罪的深处会扎在神的话上，他有神的灵在他里面。
Because his heart, the words of God are deeply rooted in his heart.
那如果一个青年哦，他自己懂得读圣经祷告。
If a youth knows how to read the Bible and pray,
父母就不会挂虑了。
Then the parents don't have to worry too much about him or her.
所以我们在家庭里面从小带领我们的下一代读圣经祷告，这个是对他的信仰的建立有非常重大的影响。
So if we got our children since their young age in prayer and Bible reading, and then indeed it will help him to build up a stronger faith.
因此我们教会在推行这个读圣经跟家庭祭坛啊，请我们每一个信徒哦，从今天开始真的很认真的把它当一回事来做。
So once again, I urge all our members to take the daily Bible reading and prayer as a serious matter.
那对我们本身信仰的建立，对我们的家庭的属灵化会有很大的帮助。
It really helps in the uplift of our spirituality.
那这个生命记第六章说，以色列啊，你要听。
As we just read in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, Hear, O Israel.
这个以色列就是在提醒神的选民他的身份。
So O Israel serves as a reminder, the status of Israelites.
他们是神的选民。
And they are the chosen ones.
圣经在记载以撒生以扫跟雅各。
Isaac beget Esau and Jacob.
后来这个雅各被改名叫做以色列。
Later on, Jacob was renamed as Israel.
那以色列生十二个儿子，叫做十二个支派。
And Israel beget 12 sons, became the 12 tribes.
这是神的选民。
They were the chosen ones.
今天属灵上来讲我们就是神的选民。
So spiritually speaking, we are also the chosen ones.
我们要认识我们的身份。
We ought to understand our status.
我们出生的时候，身份是儿子，孩子。
So we have to understand our stature. When we were born, we were born as a child.
以后变成学生。
Later on, we became students.
以后变成雇员。
Or became employees.
以后变成配偶。
And we have a spouse.
以后变成父母。
And later on, we became parents.
我们身份越来越多。
So we have a different stature.
但是有一个身份最重要。
But that's a very important stature.
就是我们是神的选民。
And we are the chosen ones.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
We are the spiritual Israelites.
这个身份如果记得，我们的信仰生活就不会退步。
If you remember this, then our faith will not go downhill.
好，我们看第七章，生命记第七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
生命记第七章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
因为你归主你神为圣洁的民。主你神从地上万民中拣选你的，特作自己的子民。第七节
，seven，
主专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们人数多于别民，原来你们人数在万民中最少的。第八节
，verse eight，
只因主爱你们，又因为要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及法老王的手。这个地方在讲以色列民是第七节说神专爱他们。
As stated in verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you, not choose you because you were more in number than any other people.
所以被神拣选做神的子民，这个本身就是神的爱。
So it is the Lord, it is the love of the Lord that those could be chosen.
因为神拣选我们，不是因为我们有什么条件被神看中。
We are chosen by the Lord, not because we are better.
世界上有很多人比我们更有爱心，行更多善事，更谦卑。
There are more people that can do better than us, showing better love and doing all kind of charitable works.
但是为什么神拣选我们
？And why God chose us?
圣经给我们一个答案。
The Bible provides an answer.
就是因为神爱我们。
It is because of His love.
所以不是因为我们有什么条件 被神看重。
Not because we have a better conditions.
啊，是因为神专爱我们。
It is because God set His love on us.
那神拣选我们这个身份叫做圣洁的民，在第六节。
As stated in verse 6, we are the holy people to the Lord.
这个圣就是分别的意思。
Holiness means that we were discerned, we were distinguished from the others.
所以在神的眼中，我们跟世界上人是不同的。
So in the eyes of God, we are different from the secular world.
有什么不同？
What are the differences?
不是肤色的不同。
Not because of the color.
不是教育经济的不同。
Not because of the level of education or financial backgrounds.
不是居住环境的不同。
And not because of our living conditions.
在神的眼中。
So in the eyes of God.
我们跟其他人不同是因为我们是属神的。
The basic difference is we belong to Him. We belong to Him.
就是这个不同。
This is the only difference.
那这个不同就是大大的不同。
And this is the major difference.
因为我们是属神。
We belong to the Lord.
这是神给我们最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing.
那在当时，神要带领他的选民从埃及出来，进到迦南地。
So during the Exodus, when God was guiding the Israelites to enter the land of Egypt,
因为几百年前神已经应许亚伯拉罕要把这一块牛奶与蜜赐给他的后代。
Several hundred years ago, God had promised Abraham.That this land of milk and honey would be given to his descendants.
但是在约瑟那个世代啊，因为饥荒，所以雅各带领全家七八十个人下到埃及去。
So during the time of Joseph, it was a famine, great famine. So Jacob brought his children to go to the land of Egypt.
那在埃及四百五十年，这个七八十个人生出了三四百万的人。
So
about
450 years later, this group of people have begotten about one to 2 million of population.
但是神应许他的祖先说，这一块地要给你的子孙。
But God promised their ancestors that this land would be given to his descendants.
但这一两百万人是住在埃及地，那怎么办呢？
So this 1 to 2 million of population.Resided in the land of Egypt.
所以就有圣经里面的出埃及记。
So that was an Exodus.
神拣选摩西把以色列百姓从埃及记带出来，经过旷野要进到迦南。
God chose Moses to serve as leader, guiding the Israelites, leaving the land of Egypt to enter Canaan.
要去接受占领神应许给他们那一块地。
So they are going to inherit and to occupy the promised land.
那这个过程啊，叫做旷野的旅程。
And this entire process is called the journey in the wilderness.
那今天神拣选我们做他的子民。
By the same token, God had chosen us as His children.
神要给我们一块牛奶与蜜之地。
God will also give us.A land of milk and honey.
因为我们是亚伯兰的后裔。
We are also the descendants of Abraham.
是属灵的后裔。
We are his spiritual descendants.
所以我们要承受属灵的产业。
We are going to inherit the spiritual heritage.
亚伯兰到迦南地的时候，
When Abraham was in the land of Canaan,
他的心已经不在那个迦南地。
His heart was no longer in Canaan.
对，他的心已经向往那更美的家乡。
He was expecting for a more beautiful homeland.
就是神所经营、神所建造的
，which is established by the Lord.
那个就是天国
，which is the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天神要给我们承受那一块地，不是地上的。
So the land that Lord will give to us is not on this earth.
是属灵的
，it's also spiritual.
而且是天国的。
It belongs to the heaven.
那我们从受洗那一天开始
，Since the day we were baptized,
我们做神的选民
，We became the chosen ones.
那我们就是天天在走这个旷野路，为的要得到牛奶与蜜那个天国那一块地。
So each day we are in the wilderness and walking towards the land of milk and honey.
因此，我们今天在读圣经好像出埃及记、生命记、民数记。
So when we are reading the Holy Scripture, such as Exodus.Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
我们不是以色列民，你为什么要去读以色列民的历史呢
？We were not Israelites. Why do we have to read the history of Israel?
因为这个以色列的历史是双关的。
And it has dual meanings.
一个是讲当时历史实际上发生的历史。
And it actually records the history of Israel.
那另外一个是讲属灵的。
It also has spiritual senses.
所以今天我们在读以色列百姓的历史，原因是因为我们是属灵的选民。
That's the reason why we read the history of Israel, since we are the spiritual Israelites.
好，我们先看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's refer to the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
Chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians.
十一节。
Verse 11.
从第五节开始。
Let's read from verse 5.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们贪恋一样。第十章第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这些事就是旧约旷野那些事情。
These things refer to the things happened to the events occurred in wilderness of the Old Testament period.
都是我们的见解，我们就包括我们现在在这里读圣经的。
And all these are our examples, including us reading the scripture now.
我们再看第十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
他们遭遇这个事都要作为见解，并且写在经上，并警戒我们这个末世的人。
Now all these things happened to them as examples as they were written for our admonitions on whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以以色列民出埃及的历史写出来要警戒我们末世这些神的选民在走天国路要很谨慎。
So the history of Israel were recorded as admonition warning us since we are also on the way to the heavenly kingdom.
好，那我们回到《生命记》第六章、第七章、第八章。
If we refer to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 7, chapters 6, 7, and 8,
这几章里面，神重复提醒以色列百姓。
God keeps on reminding the Israelites.
要谨慎受到外族的影响。
And they have to be alert, lest to be influenced by the Gentiles.
好，我们看第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
主你的神将他们交给你们击杀，那时你们要把他灭绝净尽，不可与他们立约，也不可以临续他们。第二节。
Verse 2.
这里神告诉以色列百姓，要把外族人杀掉，也不可以跟他们临续他们。
And the Lord warned Israel to destroy all the Gentiles. Have no mercy on them.
看起来这个很残忍啊。
It seems that they were so cruel and harsh.
但是神有一个最重要的原因。
But that is a very important reason of God.
怕以色列百姓受到外族的影响影响他们对神的忠心。
He was afraid that the Israelites might be influenced by the Gentiles, so they would not be so faithful to the Lord.
怕这个外族人这个第五节开始就引诱他们去拜偶像。
God also concerned about the Gentiles will seduce the Israelites to worship idols.
今天我们在这个社会上我们是神的选民。
We're living on this earth, we are His chosen ones.
主耶稣要叫我们活在这个世界上，不要离开这个世界。
Jesus wants us to live on this world and do not depart from this world.
但是我们活在这个世界很谨慎，不要受到外族的影响。
We ought to be very careful, just like the Israelites, not to be influenced the current.
也就是说，不要受到没有信仰的人他的思想潮流来影响我们。
We'll not be influenced by the thoughts of the non-believers.
因为基本上他们的想法一个出发点就是以人为中心，没有神。
And they have no God in their minds, so they do not fear God.
那我们的出发点是以神为中心。
And we do everything based on the teaching of Jesus.
好，那为着做神的选民。
In order to be the chosen ones.
我们看第七章，《生命记》第七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7 again.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第七章十二节。
Verse 12.
你们果然听从这些典章，遵行。主你的神就必照他向你列祖所起的事守约施慈爱。
Then it shall come to pass because you listen to these judgments and keep unto them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers.
这里说神要向你们守约是慈爱。
And the Lord will keep with you the covenant and the mercy.
那个约就是神要把福气赐给你们，让你们承受迦南。
So the covenant is that the Lord will give us the land of Canaan.
那施慈爱就是要继续以神的恩典啊来降在他们身上。
And His mercy will continue to come upon them.
但是有一个条件。
However, it is subject to one condition.
就是你们要听从这些典章，谨守遵行。
And you listen to these judgments and keep and do them.
要遵行神的话。
In other words, they will keep and follow the teachings of God.
那神的信实，神的恩典就会永远与我们同在。
So the truth and the mercy of the Lord will be with us forever.
所以神的约跟我们来讲，这是双方的。
So this covenant is dual.
神应许他要为我们做一些事情。
The Lord has His promise.
这是他应该做，他会做的。
This is His obligation that He will fulfill.
但是我们有我们的责任。
But we also have our responsibilities.
我们责任就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
Our responsibilities are to fear God and to keep His commandments.
如果我们尽我们的做到我们的本分，那神的慈爱，神的信实就会实现在我们身上。
If we follow His teachings, then the mercy of the Lord will bestow upon us.
我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6 of Deuteronomy.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的神。这个神提醒他们说要谨慎，不可忘记带领他们出埃及的神。
The Lord told Israel to be careful and to remember how did the Lord guide them out of the land of Egypt.
什么时候人会忘记神呢？
When will a person forget God?
我们从第十节看到十一节。
As we may read from verses 4 through 11.
第十节中间，那里有城又高又美，非你所建造的。十一节，有房屋，找满各样美物。第六章哈。
Chapter 6.
非你所装满的，有凿成的水井，非你所凿的，还有葡萄园、橄榄树，非你所栽种的，你吃而且饱足。那个时候你要谨慎。也就是说，以色列百姓生活一直在改进的时候，他们要谨慎。
When the living conditions of Israel are improving, they have to be very cautious.
不可以因为神的恩典而忘记了神。
They cannot simply live in the blessing of the Lord and have forgotten Him.
神的恩典是因为神爱我们。
The mercy of the Lord is bestowed upon us, showing the love of God.
那如果我们因为神的恩典而忘记了神。
If we live in His blessings and yet we've forgotten about Him,
那这个就不好了。
And it is bad.
因此，在第六章，我们回到第六章。
Therefore, in Deuteronomy chapter 6,
从第四节到第九节。
As we just read from verses 4 through 9.
这个告诉我们要把信仰传给我们的下一代。
And we have passed our faith to the next generation.
要怎么做呢？
And how are we going to do it?
这个第四节到第九节讲三件事情。
There are three things as we may refer to verses 4 through 9.
第一个是身教。
The personal teaching.
第二个是言教。
And teaching with the words of God.
第三个是创造属灵的生活环境。
And thirdly is to create an environment for worshiping.
如果神是这么重要。
If God is so important in our life,
是独一的主。
He is the only Lord.
是人生唯一的主宰。
He is the only Lord in our life.
他的价值是无可比拟的。
And nothing can ever compare to His value.
那怎么把神传给我们下一代，就变成最重要一件事情？
So how can we pass our faith to the next generation? That's one important thing we ought to do.
所以在第五节在讲。
Therefore, in verse 5,
要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
这个就是言教。
And this is the teaching by words.
在我们生活当中有真的在爱神。
In our daily life, we ought to show love to Him.
让我们的下一代去学习、去模仿。
So our next generation will learn and to practice.
怎么样去爱神。
And how to love God.
那第二个才做言教。
Secondly, is to teach by the words of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So you shall teach them diligently to your children.
也就是要神的话，我们要教导下一代。
In other words, we ought to use the words of God to teach the future generations.
在家里，在外面，都要跟他们谈论。
Whether we are in house or we are outside, we should always talk about the words of God.
那为着要跟他们谈论，我们本身要记，把神的话记在心里。第六节。
Therefore, we should have the words of God in our heart.
也就是说，我们的想法观念要真理化。
So we must. So our concept of our mind must be based on the truth.
那这样，我们对下一代谈话，才能够把他的观念也能够建立在真理的基础上。
Then we will be able to teach our next generation, based on the truth.
那再来就是创造生活环境。
Moreover, we ought to create an environment for worshiping.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你要系在手上为记号，戴在额头上为经文，又要写在门屋房框，并且城门上。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
就是创造属灵的生活环境。
So we must create a spiritual environment.
所以神这么重要，怎么把传传给我们下一代呢？
God is so important. His teachings are so important. How I'm going to pass to our next generation?
三个方法。
As I just said, there are three ways.
第一个。
Firstly,
有爱神的生活做榜样。
And showing a good example.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要跟他们谈论。
And we discuss the word of God. We teach the word of God to the next generation.
第三个。
Thirdly,
要创造属灵的生活环境。
And we ought to create a spiritual environments.
这样把我们一生最重要的产业，就是天上的神，传给我们的下一代。
Then we can pass this important heritage to our next generation.
第八章开始就在提到为什么神要让以色列百姓受苦。
Chapter 8 records how the Lord would allow the Israelites to suffer.
如果神爱他们
，If God loved them，
为什么神要让他们受苦
？And why would the Lord allow them to suffer？
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2 of chapter 8.
你要纪念神，你在旷野引导你这四十年，要苦验你，试炼你，要知道你的内心如何肯守他的诫命，不肯。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
所以旷野的受苦是四十年。
So the suffering in the wilderness was 40 years.
为什么要这样？
Why God allowed such things to be happened?
要知道你的内心如何。
To know what was in their mind.
有时候我们连自己也不知道自己。
Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves.
到底我信心到什么程度？
What kind of faith do I have?
到底我爱神爱到什么程度？
How much do I love the Lord?
我们自己也不知道。
We don't even know ourselves.
那我们遇到苦难的时候，
When we are in the suffering or in the tribulation,
忽然间我们才知道说，我信心到哪里？
We then realize how the level of our spirituality.
我爱主到哪里？
How much do I really love him?
我们知道自己，我们才会一直进步。
If we know ourselves, then we are able to make progress.
如果我们不知道自己，我们怎么会进步呢？
If we don't know ourselves, how can we make progress and improve?
所以苦难会帮助我们了解自己。
So tribulations will allow us to understand ourselves.
所以苦难好像一个考试，一考你才知道我几分。
A tribulation is like going through a tribulation is like taking a test or an examination.
因为有时候我们常常会感觉到我没有问题，我大概八十分了。
Once you see the grade, then you will know where you are. Because a lot of times we are too confident, thinking that I'm so good.
但是考试一考，原来我是这样。
So after taking a test or examination, then you will realize what kind of great you are.
那我们才会一直进步。
Then we'll be able to make progress. We know, since we know our level, then we'll be able to make improvement and progress.
那我们一直进步，我们在神的面前就越来变成越有价值的。
Since we're advancing, then we become more and more valuable in the eyes of the Lord.
第二个原因呢？
The second reason.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要啃神口里所出来的话。
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did you your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
我们受苦，我们才知道人活着不只是单靠物质。
So suffering makes us to understand that we do not just simply rely on the food.
还要靠神。
And he has relied on God.
神口里所出来的话。
And we have to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
也就是神给我们的应许，神给我们的恩典。
Which are the promises and the mercy given by the Lord.
对一个人哦，如果活着要觉得很幸福，不能够只追求物质，还要追求属灵的。
So when the person lives in the prosperous life, he shouldn't just simply pursue for the secular materials.
所以人受苦以后，生活才会平衡。
So after going through a tribulation or suffering, man will have a balance of life.
人如果没有受苦以前呢，可能生活都会偏一边。
If a person has no suffering or troubles in the life, he intend more to live and in ease and peace.
常常觉得没有神，我也可以活得很好。你看我什么都有。
Even he feel that I can live in a good life without God.
那受苦以后，我们才会回来。
So after going through tribulation or suffering, and the man will return to God.
我们知道我们需要神。
He then will realize that he needs God.
那生活才会平衡。
Then he will live in the balance of life.
这是第二个原因。
This is the second reason.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
十六节。
Verse 16 of chapter 8.
又在旷野将你列祖不认识的玛哪赐给你们，苦练你们试炼，叫你们终究享福。受苦是要让我们终究享福。
So as it says here, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and he might test you to do your good in the end.
这个是怎么讲？
So how can to explain this verse?
为什么受苦会叫我们享福？
So why suffering will let us to rejoice?
你想想哈，如果一个人二十出头岁，一做生意就赚百万千万。
So say if a person, if a 20 years old youth, once he start a business and he makes tons of money, millions of dollars.
我讲这个人可能很难谦卑。
It's very hard for him to be humble.
你一下子就赚这么多钱。
And he was so successful at making tons of money.
但是如果一个人怎么试了一百次都失败。
But if a person has been failure for more than 100 times,
这个大概已经三四十岁了。
And when he was in his 30s or 40s,
忽然间成功了。
And he became very successful.
他会很谦卑啊。
He'll be very humble.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道这不是自己能控制的。
It's not in, he knows that it's not in his hands.
那人受苦越多，
the more suffering a person goes through,
心就会谦卑。
And he'll be more humble.
会越感觉到说，你可以努力啊，但是你会不会成功啊，这不是你能控制的。
He will realize that no matter how hard he tried, it's not up to him.
那是在乎神啊。
It is the matter of God.
那这样我们就谦卑。
Then he will be humble.
那谦卑就会继续得神的恩典。
And humility will allow the person to receive the blessing from the Lord.
那人如果开始就是人如果骄傲，他就开始失败。
If a person becomes so stuck up and haughty, and he will fail.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
God stop those who are proud.
所以受苦会让人谦卑。
So suffering will make a person to be humble.
所以受苦多以后，我们就觉得我是什么人，我算不了什么。
So when a person has gone through all these tribulations, he will think what kind of person he was.
那没有受苦以前，我们总觉得没有我还有谁。
Without sufferings, a person may feel that he is the best.
差就在这里啊。
So this is the major difference.
那人谦卑，神的恩典就一直降下来。
So a suffering will allow the person to humble, then he will receive the blessing from the Lord.
所以为什么以色列民是神的选民，神爱他们，他们还会受苦
？So this is the reasons why the Israelites were the chosen ones, and yet God allowed them to suffer.
第一个
，the first reason，
让他们知道到底自己的信仰到什么程度。
So they know the level of spirituality.
第二个。
Secondly,
让他们知道人活着需要神，不能够只追求物质。
So they know that living on earth, they have to rely on the Lord, and they should not just simply pursue for the secular materials.
第三个
，Thirdly,
让他们学习谦卑，这样才能够永久得恩典。
God will allow them to learn how to be humble, then they will be able to receive the blessing of the Lord.
这个也是我们的一个功课。
This is also a lesson for us to learn.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
351.
350.